The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa, we will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch, everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at HaddadAutoGroup.com. For no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarrett Ford. Serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area, if you're buying a Ford, make it Sarrett Ford. Visit SarrettFord.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by Main Care Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit MainCareEnergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business, SEO, video SEO, content and social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each week at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, proven methods to help you either start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge that you may be experiencing. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas, proven methods, if you will, to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools range from website referrals, products, concepts, resources that we've either used or analyzed to ensure that you do receive the most up-to-date information and ideas that will be most helpful and most useful for your business. Today, we're going to be outlining a checklist if you're going to start a business. Some of the, key pertinent things that you need to take care of or even think about or obtain prior to going into business for yourself. If you have any comments, we'd like to hear from you. Please call us at 888-996-9697, or if you'd like to email us any comments or questions, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here. And, great show we have planned for today, really getting into, the do's and don'ts and what you need to have on your startup checklist to make sure that your business is successful and ready to, start rolling out from day one. And you've got this great idea. You want to start this great business, but having these things in place from the onset are really crucial in making sure that you give your chances of success a huge boost.
Right. On the top of the checklist, I think the number one thing that should be on your list is the desire and the passion for what you're doing. I think a lack of that, it's going to feel like work. It's going to feel not fun. I think a lot of people start businesses. I often wonder, why certain businesses fail and certain businesses are successful. And I think that desire and passion is probably the on the top of the checklist, but I think in the number two position, I think you have to have a personality of persistence, because I do believe that a lot of people probably give up right around the time that they're getting ready to make it. What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people, they'll have a hobby, and they're great at, you know, great at a hobby, but when that transfers into a business, I mean, it's a little bit different, because you got to take more seriously than just a hobby, or it's a business. So passion definitely comes into play with that, and making sure that you're motivated for the long term, because as in any business, you know, there are peaks and valleys, ups and downs, and you run into roadblocks from time to time that you've got to, you know, learn how to adjust and maneuver and manage. And, you know, what happens as well is that running, you know, a lot of people are very passionate about a hobby or passionate about something that they're doing, but they don't like the business end of things. And so you've really got to make sure that those two are merging cohesively to make sure that you're getting your business and, you know, things taken care of and your tasks taken care of, while also remaining passionate about your product and service.
Right. And I think that a lot of people get tripped up on that. It is a lot of work. You know, let's not sugarcoat it. It's a lot of work to start a business, run a business, thrive in a business, be, you know, productive and profitable. There's a lot of moving parts to it. And over the years, Kyle, we've had a lot of people on our radio shows that have had successful businesses. And one of the things that I think always seemed to come through on the interviews that we had with them was they never had a lot of excuses. They always looked for ways. I remember one particular guest. I cannot for the life of me remember her last name, but I want to say, I think it was Kim Flynn. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, yeah, Kim Flynn.
Yeah, yeah, and she, I think, had three or four children, maybe even five children, and I remember posing the question to her, and they were very young children, but I remember posing the question to her about, you know, what do you tell the working mother who has three or four children and, you know, they're trying to balance? And she's like, well, I don't really use that excuse. I find that to be nothing more than an excuse because, you know, people do it all the time. So it's really about not making excuses. And when things don't go right, rather than look for an excuse, look for what happened, what went wrong, and what you need to do differently. And I think that that's really what runs through the veins of most entrepreneurs that are successful, is they don't give up, they're persistent, they have the passion for it, and they find a way no matter what to make it work. And when something isn't working, it's not about blaming people or whatever. It's about saying, okay, what do we need to do differently? And I think, secondly, the next thing you need to do is surround yourself with people that are as dedicated as you are, because, unfortunately, I think in the initial stages of any type of startup, a lot of people get excited and you know, they see the prize, but they don't see the work that needs to go into the business to actually get to that prize, if you will, for the lack of a better word. And I find that a lot of people forget just how much work and time and dedication and sacrifice goes into running and producing and growing a successful startup.
Oh, absolutely. And even ourselves, we've had to look at, you know, people that we've had to let go and kind of move on from simply because they weren't, you know, they weren't engaged or weren't putting in the passion and effort that is required to make a business successful and really get it off the ground. And so it's important that, yeah, you have to look at the people that you surround yourself with and make sure that everyone's on the same page and everyone's passionate about making a business a success, because the last thing that you need, especially in a startup, is, you know, dead weight or people that are holding the business or the momentum of the business back. So really that's an important thing to look at.
Right, right. So, Kyle, on this checklist that people need, I mean, obviously one needs to decide the classification that they're going to run their business, whether you're going to incorporate, whether it's going to be an S-corporation, an LLC, or a sole proprietorship or a partnership. you know, you need to do that. I worked very closely with an attorney who I admired for years. And I found it funny and interesting that whether it be an accountant or a lawyer that I had, you know, encountered through business, real estate, whatever, in the past, everybody pounded the pavement for this, you got to incorporate. And this particular attorney, who I had a lot of admiration for, and he was extremely successful, scoffed at the idea that you need to incorporate. And I'm not going to get into the reasons behind that, because I think it's a personal decision about whether you incorporate or not. But his take on it was quite interesting. So I think that before you decide to do that and you spend the money to do that, do a little research on your own before you decide, because once you create the corporation, if the business for some reason doesn't make it, you have to dissolve the corporation, and that can be very time-consuming. Also, if you do a formal corporation over an LLC, you've got to do the minutes, you've got to have the president, the vice president, you've got to have the secretary, the treasurer, you've got to take the minutes for the meetings, the quarterly meetings, and it can be a lot of work. So I think that it has to be your own personal preference, but I've never met a lawyer, very few lawyers that I haven't met that have talked about not doing it, but most attorneys and most accountants will steer you in that direction. But I think I would advise to do a little bit of research on your own before you decide to do that, because my friend and someone who I admire dearly had a unique take on it as to why you don't do it. And I tend to agree with him. So you have to decide that. Then, of course, you've got to decide or not decide, but you need to apply for an employee identification number from the IRS. If you're going to have employees, you're going to need to find out on a state level what you need in terms of whether or not you need something from them as well. If you're going to run it as a DBA, you've got to set up an application with your town hall for the town that you're doing business in. In most states, you also have to, check out with your local state requirements as well as your federal requirements of what you need in your particular area. One thing I do want to say, Kyle, that when we get interviewed a lot with people asking, when you start a business, what do you need to do? And, you kind of give people a little bit of advice. And one thing that always has jumped out, and we've talked about this before, is the people that get stuck on some of the stuff that, in my opinion, is not important. And what I mean by that is the people that are spending all their time designing a logo. And now, while I will say, an effective website is a well-designed website over a poorly designed freebie that you can make yourself, it is extremely important to tap the resources of a professional that can get your online image out there in the most efficient, affordable, and effective way. But when I hear people talking about that they've spent, until they're not going to do anything with their business until they come up with the perfect logo, that just tells me that their passion is in setting up a business. It's not in running the business, because most people that want to run a business want to immediately get into the nuts and bolts of doing the business, as opposed to the website, the logo, and all that other stuff. And when I hear that, I almost immediately know they're going to be met with failure, because I can tell that their priorities are not in the right place. We've talked about that many times, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they get caught up in the design of something, getting tripped up over the small things. We say not being able to see the forest through the trees. And it can really stunt the growth of the business, and really stunt taking action. When you need to take action, sometimes it's really, you've got to keep taking that and not getting stopped or tripped up on those things that can wait, or that can take some time to marinate. But really, it's important that we're taking action. And when you're talking about the design of the logo and the design of business cards or things like that. Another thing as well is that's really important in a startup checklist is making sure that that you have a well-designed, optimized website, and really making sure that you've got that strong online impact and that foundation starting from the get-go. A lot of businesses, you know, they've been in business for a couple of years and still don't have a website, and there's just a huge loss of market share and a loss of information getting into the hands of your potential clients when you don't have a website. They're not able to find you. They're not able to get the information when they need it, how they want it, and so that's really important as something that should be looked at immediately is making sure that you've got a strong game plan to market for your online presence and marketing yourself online.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of times we'll just go to one of those free websites and they'll slap something together. And while I think that it's good to have your name out there and have at least an online presence, sometimes cheapening your online presence is probably one of the worst mistakes that you can make because, unfortunately, if somebody experiences your business, looks for example, you open a restaurant and they love it and they go to refer you and somebody tries to find you online and, you know, there was a restaurant that I ran into online the other day that I was Googling and the information was so outdated. I was just really shocked. The restaurant's been open, I think, 3 years, and it wasn't completed. They had paragraphs about their food, and it just kind of dropped off mid-sentence, and they never finished it. Really quite strange, actually. And it was one of those free websites. So I think, I don't know, I'm on the fence about that. Is no website better than a poorly constructed one? And I would say that at the very least, put the time and energy into building out a really good Facebook page with all the contact information and, you know, the good content about your business if you simply do not have the time or money to do a website right away. But as Kyle mentioned earlier, not having that website and a well-constructed website is going to hurt you. Because 99% of all consumers, after they hear, see, or read an ad or get a referral from somebody, they will Google your business. And it's important to have the online presence illustrious of what you want out there about your business, the image you want to project for your business. So, Kyle, what else do they need? They obviously need the setup of the business in terms of, you know, for taxes, payroll, employees, liability insurance, all of that. I mean, those are kind of a no-brainer. What else on this checklist besides the passion, the desire, the drive, the discipline, the persistence, and all the other stuff that I just mentioned, what else does somebody need? What is that golden nugget of information that we can give to our listeners that will propel them to really get a good running start when they decide to start their business?
I'm going to have to come back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, which is passion, you know, and maintain that passion and that passionate motivation to keep that business, moving forward. Because, you know, it's great to have, it's easy to have a good passion when things are going well, but sometimes when you experience road bumps, maintaining that passion is all the more better and keeping that business moving forward. I think that would be the key takeaways is maintaining the passion and also maintaining a core group of individuals that are like-minded and have the same goals in mind.
Right, and I think that's really important. There's a particular book that I really enjoy, and they talk about the harmonious circle. And when you have someone very negative, very looking to blame, and you've got to be able to take decisive action because once you divert and short circuit that harmonious circle of energy that is positive and moving and going in the right direction, and it diverts off and it short circuits. Short circuits the rest of the group, it can really siphon the valuable energy needed to create that powerful force to be reckoned with that will really get your business to where it needs to be, because it does take a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and a lot of like-minded people to reach that point of success. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you'd like additional information about what we talked about today, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Or you're starting a business, or you own a business and you know you need a new direction for your business online, we are the company to call. Video Broadcast Services, our number, 888-996-9697. Again, or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is to provide and help you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. We put a lot of time and energy into thinking about what the business owner who's going to start a business or is trying to run their business or is having issues with their business, and what information we can download through our radio program to help you get to that next level. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Thanks for tuning in. This is The Sport of Winning, brought to you by Video Broadcast Services, where our unique approach to business marketing and thriving in today's competitive online marketplace pushes our clients to excellence. Till next time, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa, we will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch, everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 in Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at HaddadAutoGroup.com. For no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarat Ford, serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area. If you're buying a Ford, make it Sarat Ford. Visit SaratFord.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by Main Care Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit MainCareEnergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business, SEO, video SEO, content and social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697.